Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Put your headphones on. I don't know what the hell Landfill's playing.
I'm listening to it.
Is this Christmas music?
Sounds like Christmas.
It is. It's Kenny Rogers. I wanted to play music only by Kenny's, and we don't have that much music in the system, but we have basically every Christmas song ever made.
So he went past.
You don't have The Gambler?
He went past Halloween.
No, we don't.
He said to hell with Thanksgiving.
Download The Gambler.
I'm not going to do that. We have all these Christmas songs.
I don't want to hear these, dude. These songs suck.
I feel like this is great. It's getting people in the holiday
spirit.
Turn
it back up. That's Dolly, baby.
That's Dolly right there,
baby. Dolly gets it done, boy. How old is Dolly Parton, you think? 80?
73.
Give me a lie. I want to see a recent picture of Dolly Parton. I bet she still gets it done.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You don't think so? Or you just don't want to comment?
I mean, I'm sure she did. She had a lot of work.
All right. Well, Dolly's A game, like when Dolly was on at the peak of her powers, at the peak of her Kenny powers.
When Dolly was Parton?
Yeah. I think we move on from Dolly talk now.
Yeah.
Dolly had a fastball, though, Cody. I'll tell you that. She could throw that speedball by you. All right. Shout out Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. I don't know how the hell we got here. A lot is going on. I posted a poll on my Twitter at JP Finley NBCS. We know how much turmoil there is surrounding the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. And we know what we know right now about Deshaun Watson, that there are more than 20 women alleging sexual assault, but there are no criminal charges, and none of this started until he requested to be traded by the Texans. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on here. My tweet was simple. I said, knowing the situation, knowing the full situation, would you trade? Should Washington, do Washington fans want to trade for Deshaun Watson?
Mm-hmm.
As of now, we've gotten 1,700 votes in 7 minutes, and 56% of people want to trade for him. 44% of people do not. Mm. I would go one step further with the folks that do not want to trade for him. Is it because you don't want him on the team? You don't think, considering everything that he's accused of, you don't want to be associated with that? Or is it because you don't want to trade for him, then he gets in trouble, and you don't get value for the trade? Because I would bet that is 70-30 value for the trade concerns.
Mm-hmm. When it comes down to thinking about quarterbacks and trading and all that, we are one of the towns that I have seen, not just with quarterbacks, draft picks, trades. We really think that we are a town that can tell people who they're going to get, how they're going to get. We always get to the point where I don't want to give that up. But then, as soon as the season starts, we complain about why we're not competing. You know, we're going to have to start doing some things that we have not been doing to get back to the way that things used to be. Because it ain't been like it used to be a long time.
Let's go. Actually, I want to hear from the one and only Jim Andrew Landfill Mullins III. Would you trade for Deshaun Watson?
I would trade for Deshaun Watson. I know that given our luck, as soon as we traded for him, it'd probably be announced the FBI is filing charges or something, but I'd take that risk anyway. Go get Deshaun Watson. I've said it before, I don't care if this team is 53 convicted felons and coached by a drug kingpin as long as they win games. That's all I care about.
You know, that sounds crazy, But when you really get to the root of things, most true fans probably feel just like that. You know, you get those fans out there that like to talk about, you know, we got to have this type of guy, that type of guy, that guy. But they are always complaining, and they always wishing they had the people off the other team that had issues. I just think sometimes people get railroaded. People get falsely accused. People get blamed for different things. People do actually get in trouble, and then they get a second chance. And there are some coaches and some leadership groups in of players who can get guys back on the right track. Just so many people out there in Washington history or Washington, the Washington community, don't act like you haven't had people on this football team in the past that we consider great, great players that had issues off the field. But there was a man named Joe Jackson Gibbs and other people on that team that was able to keep them on the straight and narrow for the most part so they can actually be able to play and not be out there doing a lot of craziness. So I don't have a problem with choir boys, but I don't think a team wins with all choir boys. I don't necessarily have a problem with people that might have been in trouble because everybody makes a mistake at times. But I don't think you can win with all troublemakers. You got to find a delicate balance of people on the team to get it done. But if we never want to get nobody, never want to try nothing, then I would say this. Stop complaining and just be happy with what the hell you've been seeing. Because I doubt if many people – I think no one is happy with what we've been seeing.
Let's go to the phones. They are packed. Let's start with Spencer in Bethesda. Spencer, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
What's up, guys? Guys, I think if Deshaun Watson truly was innocent of these various charges, and I know it's all civil, I know it's not criminal – I honestly think that a team would have traded for him by now, and I don't think it makes any sense for a player that threw 33 touchdowns and only had 7 interceptions to not be on another team right now. And I think we see in L.A. what's going on with Trevor Bauer. He does not want to – he won't be coming back. The Dodgers don't want him back. Another team hasn't signed him. And he's on the commissioner's exempt list just like Deshaun Watson is right now. So
he's not
too
right
many
now.
Red flags right
Deshaun
now.
Deshaun is not on the commissioner's exempt list.
But that doesn't mean he couldn't
and
be.
The reason that people have not traded for him is because the price that was being asked by the Texans.
Well, and I'll say this. There is a school of thought, and I think this makes a lot of sense. Thank you for the call, Spence. Appreciate you, buddy. That as soon as somebody trade. Deshaun is not on the exempt list because he's not going to play for Houston. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to go through the spectacle of the exempt list. If another team trades for him, clearly that team's going to want him to play, and I wouldn't be stunned then if the league stepped in.
But see, that would be that's pathetic in my book.
That's what happened in Washington.
I think the league put him on the exempt list right now. He's getting paid any damn way, isn't he?
So when the 49ers released Reuben Foster, he wasn't on the exempt list because the league didn't think anybody would be crazy enough to pick him up in that moment.
That may be true.
But sure as hell, my guy Bruce Allen picked up the phone and said, we'll take him. And that's when the league stepped in.
Deshaun Watson's getting paid right now.
Yes.
Okay. If that's the league's plan, the league should just put him on the exempt list because guess what? He still gets paid. Why play the little charades and all this stuff? Just say, boom, you're off. That takes the Houston Texans off the hook. And it puts the onus on the league at that point. Wouldn't that be the smart thing to do?
My guy Tipitone on Twitter said, in this town where Marion Barry was reelected mayor, Deshaun Watson is good. Let's go to Teo in D.C. Teo, what's up, buddy? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's going on, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I've said this before, and I don't know if y'all had this soundbite, but I have to yell to the top of my lungs. I actually probably went a horse on this show and advocating for getting Deshaun Watson. There's no way. I mean, look, he has, and just like you guys said, you got to have the right people around because it's various players throughout all sports, every major sports that had issues with these types of, and nobody's perfect, and I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it should be overlooked or glazed over. Nobody's saying that, but he hasn't been accused of anything, and as y'all said, it's civil. So, and at this point, his back is against the wall, and Coach Ron Rivera, the league is set up for the quarterback to succeed. You can't hit him. You can't hit the receivers. Matter of fact, you don't even have a fullback on teams no more. Everybody plays like the Rams, the greatest show on turf. They changed the league forever. That's what the league is. I understand he wants to build the team. All the, look,
you can have a bum defense. If you got a quarterback, then you always going to be in the game. And that's the reality of the league right now. And, yes, I understand winning does cure. Winning is like petroleum right now in any sport. You need that petroleum, and that petroleum is winning, and it normally starts with the quarterback in the NFL. So I give everything else. This is not 1985. This is not 19. This is not the Ravens with Trent Dill. That was the best defense ever. Right now, you need a quarterback. And if you don't get one next year, your days are numbered. You most likely will be fired. Because remember, let's not forget, I've said this before, you had 11 seasons with the Panthers. You had three winning seasons. None of them was back-to-back, guy. You better figure it out.
All right, Tao, appreciate you. Strong call, buddy.
Whew. How ya?
A lot going on in the world. Some folks aren't panicking. Let's talk to our guy, Robert. Robert, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's happening to be missing, JP?
What up, dude?
Hey, man, that last caller was spot on, man. So let me tell you why I don't panic. Now, I agree. I am a literal person. The only times you panic in life is, one, you can't identify the problem, and two, if you do identify it, you don't know how to solve it. You don't panic if you know. And if you look at our team, you know what the problem is. Just like the last caller, it's the quarterback position. You know, ironically, we're playing a team this week that has the third-ranked defense, and they suck just as badly as we do. The Baltimore Ravens have given up, what, 400-yard gains in four out of the last six, but they're still winning. In fact, Green Bay's defense coordinator, Joe Barry, we ran his butt out of town because he sucked. He goes to Green Bay, he still sucks, but they're still winning. What do you see the common denominator in that is? Those teams have quarterbacks, we do not. So I'm not going to panic right now in year two of Ron Rivera's regime. And the last point that I'll say, that I hear a lot of people say that Ron Rivera only has three winning seasons. Yeah, when he had Cam Newton, he won. When he didn't have Cam Newton, he lost. Bill Belichick is losing without Tom Brady. When he had Tom Brady, he was dominating. He was, in fact, Bill Belichick's record in terms of free agency and draft picks suck, but he had number 12. Until we get that quarterback, go out and get Deshaun if you can. And I'm the last thing, I'm not trying to stir the pot here. Don't y'all think it's a little bit strange that Dan Snyder has been really, really quiet lately? We're way below the salary cap. He does not get involved. All of a sudden, he has disappeared. I think there's something else.
He hasn't disappeared, Rob. He was.
He's at all the games.
To not be around.
Yeah,
he's
on double secret. You're right.
He's on double secret probation.
You're right. I stand corrected, brother. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Thank you for the call, Bob. Appreciate you, buddy.
But the thing, he said two things. He said first, you have to be able to identify the problem, and then you have to be able to fix the problem. We as fans may see a problem. The people that are making the decisions don't see a problem, and have they been able to fix one if there were one? So, Rob is talking about the fans, but we don't fix the problems. The people that need to fix the problem, I don't think first of all identify that there is a problem, and secondly, I don't know if they have the wherewithal to fix the problem.
Can't fix a problem unless you know you got a problem. In that, what is like step one of sobriety? I wouldn't know. But isn't it like admitting you've got a problem? Like,
so in other words, you're saying you're not sober?
No, I'm definitely not. I mean, currently, but ask me in 5 hours. I don't know. I don't want to sound dismissive of what's going on in Houston, because obviously there's a very big situation, and the volume of allegations and the similarities of the allegations is impossible to ignore in this. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that Deshaun will never play in the NFL again? Because I do not.
I don't believe that.
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, Michael Vick, guys have dealt with things and come back to play. I mean, this happens.
The one thing you have to remember is this. National Football League. Okay? And if a person is not criminally convicted of something and in jail, more than likely they're going to be able to play football if they can play football at a high level. Because all these teams pay you to play. Like, you heard me say it on the airwaves many a times that your first job has to be your best job. His first job is playing football, and he's damn good at it. And all these teams and these coaches want to win games. He'll have another shot. I believe he will.
I do too. Let's take one more call. Oh, some no, Landfill, no more calls. All right, how about this? Everybody that's on the line, we will take next on the fan. Then, Cody, we're kicking the can a little bit, buddy. You still have to drink hot sauce. Don't think we forgot about you.
Yeah, we're not.
You are still drinking hot sauce. We're going to do these calls. Then Cody drinks hot sauce. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's it, Kenny.
That's Kenny Rogers.
No, it's not. Is he covering this?
No.
No, it's not. This is Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
Yeah.
This is Frank's old. He knows everything about music.
This is a song from Lebowski, right?
Yeah.
Frank's old. He knows everything about music.
This is Kenny Rogers, the same Kenny Rogers at Islands in the Stream? All right. I didn't know Kenny had a dark side to him. My guy's out there selling chicken these days. Once upon a time, he's doing drugs in the 60s. Good for him. Everybody can be whatever they want. This is America.
Yes, it is.
All right. I don't know where all... Did you lock the phones? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Landfill. Where did Cody go? He oddly just ran away right before hot sauce time.
Well, yeah. I mean, the hot sauce made him quit, apparently.
Did he quit?
I think he might have quit. Oh, never mind. He's got his job back now.
All right. Oh, he bought his milk. Smart boy. All right. Phone lines.
Is that chocolate milk?
Let's start with Jupe in Gaithersburg. Jupe, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
JP, B-Miz, what's going on, fellas?
Good on, brother.
Hey, I think I got to retract my statement on Bleep You Thursday for Sam Darnold because my man got bent on Sunday. I think I might have jinxed him. But anyways, let me go on my rant. All
Darnold
right?
Stinks, so, Jupe.
Yeah, I know. But let me go on my rant, man. Listen, us fans should have no reason to panic, and this is why. Kansas City Chiefs fans, they have a reason to panic. That team has been good. They've been winning. They've been in the playoffs for years. We've been in this situation for 20 damn years. There's no reason for us to be panicking. We used to this. This is where we've been at. We need a quarterback that's either a proven talent, such as Sean Watson, Aaron Rodgers, or if we're going to draft a QB, we need to be drafting a QB that's either has the talent like a Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert. Our player development skills is some garbage. The narrative is any player that either has a glimpse of goodness, greatness, or they got that promise and talent, everywhere else they go, they do great. We suck here at developing players. We don't need no project. We need somebody that's going to step in, be plugged in, and do great. So that's all I got for you guys.
I do.
Appreciate you, man. I don't think he's wrong. I mean,
if you look at the year over the years, it's been like that for a lot. A lot of people come in here, they go, they leave, they're here, they don't play. And this is like multiple coaches. They're here, they don't perform. They leave, they go somewhere else, they start performing.
Let's go to our guy, Telly. I don't know. Don't we have a Telly controversy? There's a real and a fake Telly. Hello, Telly.
Hell to the Redskins. Be Miss JP.
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Telly, hey, I think we can confidently report that you do not mind saying the old team name. Is that accurate?
All day, man. The team name is a retirement. It will come out of retirement within 5 years, man. Stamp that. Yeah.
That would be something. All right, what's up, Telly?
That ain't gonna happen, Telly. I'll let you know that
hey,
now.
Look, man. Deshaun, it wouldn't work with the quarterback, him coming here. He would come here. I would say it would be a good move if we had a good coaching staff. But he would come here, and his career would be ended here. This coaching staff would kill his career. But he wouldn't be an asset here in this offensive scheme right now. We had a Hall of Fame running back that did everything right, was a football player. And we got rid of him, and we didn't pay him. We paid him pennies and got rid of him for no reason. And so you bring Deshaun here with baggage, it will be more of an S show, man. Hell to the Redskins, man. Y'all be easy.
Right, thanks, bro. Telly. It would certainly be more of an S show. That much we know. Mm-hmm. I have some news to report here. I got to issue a correction. Kenny Rogers passed away, so he's no longer selling chicken. My condolences to the Rogers family. Still has bangers though. The Gambler, somehow you can play Condition was in and not The Gambler. I don't get it. Landfill. Let's check in on Cody real quick. What do you think, B? Cody, how you feeling, pal?
I mean, I feel good. What's up?
You getting nervous about the hot sauce?
I want to know in about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, how you feel.
You're not nervous? You were nervous this morning.
He's lying. Look.
No, I'm fine.
He tries to act.
You can barely speak.
That's an act, man.
No, what do you mean to say? Like, it's fine. Already, you want me to do it now?
Look at his face. It's like five shades redder now. Look at it compared to his shirt. He wasn't like that earlier.
Your face is really red.
I mean, what happened?
What are we doing? Are we doing it now?
No. Don't try to rush this thing. We're going to let it build up.
We are going to let it build up. Got a tweet here from...
You
got
to know when to hold them.
This is a... tweet from Angry Rob. He says, guys, any QB with options will never choose Washington, period.
Guys.
Cody Betts, guys, I'm not nervous about the hot sauce whatsoever. Let's go to Tim. We got a pair of Largo callers, and both their names start with T. So let's go to Tim in Largo. Tim, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
What's up, JP? What's up, B?
What up, Tim?
Man, we need to do whatever it takes to get Deshaun. So I've been a Washington fan for, you know, most of my adult life. And right now I'm just real indifferent. I just don't care about the team. I haven't watched an actual Washington game in like 2 years. I just put it on Red Zone, and you know, if Washington shows up, then cool. But if not, I'm not drawn in. Like, I'm a Washington fan. I'm not going to stop being a Washington fan, but I'm just not. They need to.
You're
they need
invested.
To make this move to get this out. I'm not invested at all. Like, yeah. Ron Rivera, Jason Wright, if you're listening right now, you need to do whatever you can to get them to bring fans like me back in, because it's just, like, the direction is terrible. We're building on defense. Our defense sucks. It's not a defensive league anymore. Like, Cincinnati has done it how we should have done it. Like, they need to make a drastic move, Ron. If you want to save your job, believe me, you need to do whatever it takes to get Deshaun. Don't trust me. Whatever you think is going to mess up any culture or whatever, trust me. That if Deshaun plays and we're winning, nobody's going to remember none of that. You're going to be thought of as this great coach. Everything is just going to fall into place. Get Deshaun, make it happen. Just do what you got to do.
Thank you for the call, Tim. Appreciate you, buddy. All right. I wanted to read this because this is kind of opposite ends of the spectrum here, right? Mm-hmm. This is from Football Fan. That's all he says. JP, as a lifelong fan with kids, should we encourage our kids to root for an organization that would be willingly double down on sex abuse scandals, proven, alleged, or whatever? That would be the end.
Well, and I would say this here. Do you want your kid to go through life that anytime someone is accused of something, to automatically just dismiss them?
Here's the other side of this. That's a great point. This is from No Pressure on Twitter. He says, I was saying no for a while, but man, we can't go anywhere but up. He can't get hurt any more than we already are on and off the field. I'd be in the mix heavily for Deshaun Watson.
See, I understand what people look. It's amazing how people always want others to basically try and change up the mindset of their kids. But you also have to understand that there's a such thing in this country called innocent until proven guilty. But what we've learned is that athletes are always guilty until proven innocent. And the rest of the world gets to live off of the innocent until proven guilty. Or if you're a certain person that people just don't like, you automatically are guilty no matter what things are. So the whole thing of it is this. You're not trying to tell your kids to support that fact, but they're cheering for the sport. It's like when I used to watch cartoons back in the day. You know, people always were like, oh, the cartoons. No, no, no. My mom and dad always told me, you can't drop nothing that heavy. Remember the anvil that the Roadrunner would drop on the coyote and all that type of stuff? You can't do that in real life. But there are a lot of people out there who never try to tell their kids nothing. When you hear certain music out there, and then the kid go do something, and they try to blame it, the parents blame it on the music. Well, you're sitting your asses right there with your child every day. That's your opportunity to be a parent and to educate your kids on what's right, what's not. So society has to understand, you know, you can, just like I tell my kids, when my kids were younger, yeah, that athlete, I want you to have his desire, his drive, but he's a human being. He's going to make mistakes too. And just because he makes a mistake doesn't mean he's a terrible person. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think that's the whole thing when it comes to society. Like that person that sent you that text, that tweet, whatever the hell it was. You always want to dismiss everybody. That's what we turn to in this world, and that's a bunch of BS. And then, like, well, you got to learn how to educate your kids on the possibility of how things matter. Because guess what? Tomorrow it could be you. And if you do something bad, then you want your kids to say, oh, I can't much look up to my dad no more because you made a mistake or somebody accused you of something. In this day and age, you could be accused of any damn thing. Believe me, quickly.
Last call of the day, and then Cody Betts drinks hot sauce. Let's go to our guy, Tyron. Tyron, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up,
man? We're good, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys, what two core players would you trade for Deshaun Watson?
I don't know if I necessarily have two just stuck in my mind, but I know what they're going to ask you for. They're going to ask you for a Montez or somebody like that. Are they going to ask you for maybe a Chase or maybe somebody else? They're not coming here asking you for Ricky Seals-Jones and James Smith-Williams. They're asking you for some of your first-round draft picks. They're going to ask you for Allen or Payne or somebody of that nature, a Terry McLaurin. But they're not coming here asking you for no run-of-the-mill people. This is not going to be the people who used to call and say Peter John Ramos for Shaq. No, that ain't happening. They're going to ask for somebody that they think going to make you hurt.
Would you do it?
If you truly feel that your quarterback is going to, in this league where quarterbacks make a difference and I know I'm going to have an opportunity with them, yes, I'll do it. Because I've heard many people this year already say that they would trade Justin Herbert right now for anybody on the team. So if you're going to do it for Justin Herbert, you damn well need to be doing it for Deshaun Watson, if he can play.
Thank you for the call, Tyron. I think you're looking at – I don't think it's an accident that Ron this morning mentioned two first-rounders and two core players.
They know he knows something.
I don't think that's an accident that that conversation occurred. I don't believe it's going to happen. I just think it should. Or at least they should try.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You're desperate at the position. There's nobody you like in the draft. I don't think you're going to get Rodgers or Wilson. But Rodgers and Wilson can be incredibly picky. I'm not sure that Deshaun can be incredibly picky. He has control, but eventually he also wants to play. He wants to get back on the field.
Like I said, that report I read yesterday where many people felt it was just Miami, and now that has opened up. So
we'll people are saying Denver and Philly. By and large, though, all that stuff's coming out of Houston because they're just trying to drum up some sort of market in advance of the trade deadline.
Hey, wouldn't you be?
Absolutely. One other thing to keep in mind, NFL owners are meeting today in New York City. Evidently, the Washington football team emails and congressional inquiry and all that is not on the agenda, but there are private closed sessions.
You think that that's not going to be discussed while they're all together?
I have a feeling it'll be discussed. I have a feeling
it'll be discussed so damn quickly.
Cody Betts drinks hot sauce next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is your mic on,
you
Cody?
Mic's on over
can
here.
Can you hear Kenny Rogers?
No, I can't. He's probably going to break it somehow.
Yeah, I have no idea how to control
it. It's all good.
I
can hear it through B's headphones.
So this is you. You are the gambler, and you've made a drastic error.
Yeah, I'm not good at sports betting. That's why I don't do it.
How nervous are you for drinking this hot sauce?
I'm not.
That is a lie.
That's a lie.
Why are you, like, pacing?
That's how I stand.
Yeah, that is kind of how you stand.
No, not moving that much.
Do you want me to put this on the B. Mitch and Finley Instagram?
No, it's okay.
You want me to put it on mine? There's a lot more people there going to see you embarrass yourself.
Why is this embarrassing? It's not embarrassing at all.
It is.
All right, you're recording?
You're the only person that's been twice.
It's kind of embarrassing that you took NC State over Miami.
Yeah, they were 5-1 against the 2-4
and lost $20 to me. You know why? The system.
Imagine losing to Manny Diaz.
All right, if you're not aware, right now is hot sauce drinking time on B. Mitch and Finley. We have a weekend parlay every weekend, and if more than one person misses it, it doesn't matter.
Weekend parlay, you don't have to.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Thank you.
Just make sure you
know. If one person, though, messes it up for everybody, that person then has to drink hot sauce.
That person is Cody.
That person is Cody this week. It was me last week, pal. I've been where you sit. Do you want to pour it? You want me to pour it?
You can pour it. It don't matter to me.
Oh, something will be wasted.
I mean, whatever.
See, you have the milk ready. I didn't have the milk ready. Yeah. I was dying.
No, you had a loaf of bread ready, and it didn't work.
You want the prepared. Bread? The bread's out there.
The bread doesn't work.
It helped.
No, it's going to be
you almost died, man, with the bread.
You focus on your milk. I'll get the hot sauce.
Cody. What are you doing?
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Hey, I spilled.
And he knows the rules. Oh, Lord, Cody, that's a lot.
Explain to the people about the hot sauce a little bit.
All right, let's
explain.
What is
this?
Read that bottle.
Here's back to Cody.
This is the tropical Ghost Pepper Naga Jalokia hot
sauce. The Nola Djokovic.
Yeah, it's the Djokovic hot sauce. On the side, it says caution, extremely hot.
I can smell it from here.
It's flammable.
It says it's 480,000 Scoville units.
What about people with heart conditions? Should they drink that?
He doesn't have a heart condition.
Keep away from eyes, children, and pets, not for people with heart or respiratory problems. This sauce will haunt your dreams with fevered nightmares of apocalyptic horsemen dragging your soul to the burning pits of hell. Made from the world's hottest pepper.
The carpet is going to be hot.
The Naga Jalokia Ghost Pepper, never meant to cross human lips. All right, Code
Jamie,
Mode.
Do you have an extra shirt?
Why? You going to barf on me?
If I throw up, it's coming over you. It's all over the place.
Stallion, get a trash can.
I'd prefer you didn't barf on me, pal. I'm going to move a little bit, just depending how this... Why are you like... Listen, dude, this is... You made the bed.
He's looking at you like a serial killer.
He does look like a... JP, why are you mad at me all of a sudden?
Because you started this and you still want to continue it.
No, you started it.
You need to suffer when you... Listen, man, this... Oh! See, the instant milk doesn't even hurt. Huh?
No, that's hurting.
How you feeling?
He can say what he wants to say.
Oh, yeah.
He feels it.
It tastes bad. It tastes horrible.
Yeah, it does.
How's this?
When you lose,
the two that I tried the first time, they had good flavor. That one just tastes horrible.
It's very hot. Is the milk helping?
No, he's
starting to spill milk all over his shirt.
His hand's shaking.
He is shaking a little bit. Any tingling in the lips or the throat?
Yeah. Yeah. Before I walk out, I just want to get my Hurdy here first pick over in the game tonight. 8.5 Raves Astros.
Raves. Are the Raves playing?
Are the Raves playing?
Cody, you can't leave. You got to keep us updated on your medical.
Hey, who are the Raves?
Come on, Cody. Tell the people how you're feeling.
I feel horrible.
Are you able to handle the spice?
I feel horrible.
Horrible.
I just need to check. You know, somebody's got to be responsible. Are you experiencing a medical emergency by any chance?
I'm good.
Okay, thank God.
Do you want us to call the authorities?
No, just the HR department.
Listen, this is a concept we've all bought into and agreed.
We sure did. No, we did not.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
I've said no the entire time.
No, you just bad in playing. You lose all the damn time.
That's why I don't invest real money in sports bets.
We're adding Pete so that the odds of the parlay will get a little higher.
I think you did that so that way this doesn't happen to you again.
I don't think that's fair. You can't give me a hard time.
This milk tastes horrible.
Is it? Expired?
Yeah. When you're mixing it with some damn hot sauce.
You are mixing it with hot sauce.
You're supposed to at least swallow the hot sauce, then bring the milk in.
You should have got the chocolate
Pepto
milk.
You had?
Oh, yeah, I have Pepto.
He said he doesn't like chocolate milk, B-Mitch. What the hell is wrong with him?
He doesn't like chocolate milk.
I think something wrong with Cody, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, really here's Pepto. I'd say take two. You take two because you don't want to deal with what else you got to deal with till tomorrow.
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
You want three?
No.
All right, Cody survived, dude. Proud of you, pal.
You good, man. Big time.
You're taking the over in the World Series tonight. Play heard it here first, Landfill.
Yeah, we could change it now, Cody. You want to change it to not doing hot sauce no more? Oh, my Lord.
I got to say this. I do want Ahmed to have to come in here and drink the hot sauce sometime.
Man, Ahmed is not going to because he's over there researching and everything. He got like five little
how many computer screens do you think Ahmed has?
Oh, man, please. He's not going to lose.
Landfill, how many computer screens do you think Ahmed has operating on show research at any one time?
At least a few.
How many more is it than you?
Well, I'm typically a two-screener. I have four screens in front of me, so take that. I'm all about the screens.
All about that base.
I'm taking the over Nuggets Jazz over 219. Over 219, Nuggets Jazz.
All right, B, what do you got?
I'm taking the over in the game tonight, and I'm also taking the Warriors, Oklahoma City Thunder. Give me the over.
Wait, what does over in the game tonight mean?
The points.
The point total.
The runs.
What do you mean?
But right, what's the game tonight?
Oh, the World Series. World
okay,
Series.
Okay.
So you're going over in World Series and over in
Warriors
Thunder.
Thunder.
I'm taking the Braves run line. Give me 1.5 with the plus 1.5 for the Braves. I think they might win, but I certainly think they can keep it close.
Well, don't sit up here and try to make us believe your bet. You believe your bet yourself.
Also, I want to say something. People keep talking about, are they able to flex Monday night games now? I think this is the first year you can do it.
I don't know about
that. Let's try to figure that out for tomorrow, because Washington plays the Seahawks November 29th on Monday Night Football. I don't believe that could be flexed out that early, but it's possible. Let's check that out. Thank you to our guests today, Barstool Nate, Pete Haley. Thank you to Cody Betts for drinking the hot sauce. Thank you to all the callers. I thought it was a really, really fun day of radio. Grant and Danny coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you listen to those guys. You made it this far. Oh, you beer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.